Sunday satsang, one Vaishnavi asks a question. When one is willing to surrender to Krishna, why does Krishna make his devotees go through so many tests and difficulties rather than making the path easy for them? So since a Vaishnavi lady devotee is asking a question, we'll use an analogy to try to answer this. If a single religious, pious Hindu woman decides she wants to get married, she may meet some different candidates. Her father may bring different boys to meet her, or she may meet different men and meet them. So she's going, and now she just does the first one she meets. She doesn't just say, okay, I marry you, I give my life to you. She has to think, she tests a person, she examines a person, she tests him, because she's thinking this virgin, this young Hindu lady, Kanya, is going to choose a man to marry, which means she's going to offer her entire life, her body, her mind, her words, her energy, her 24 hours a day, the whole balance of her life. Now she's 20 years old, 25, the next 50 years of her life, 60 years, whatever, is going to be offered to this man and engaged in a service. So this is quite a serious arrangement, serious. You're throwing your whole life in the hands of this person. So you better be careful and take your time and choose the right one. So there's testing going on, because you're going to spend your whole life with a person. This whole life will be finished with this person. Whatever progress I make or digress will be depend on this association and connection with this person known as my future husband. So naturally, if that's such a serious candidate, such a serious partner in life, you would take your time and examine and test him in many different ways. And one thing they even have, they have compatibility charts, compatibility test. They match, they take the horoscope, the Janma Kundali of the boy and girl, young man, young woman, and see, are they compatible? Are they physically compatible? Are they mentally compatible, emotionally compatible, economically compatible, socially compatible? And all the varna compatibility, age, weight, beauty, are they compatible, beauty and size and weight and everything. So this, all this calculation, all this testing, all this examining is done. So just imagine Krishna, someone approaches Krishna as a devotee, he says, oh, I want to be Krishna's bhakta. So that means he wants to enter Krishna's family and go to Krishna's abode of Vrindavan and live eternally with Radha and Krishna. And Krishna is all his loving associates, Mother Yashoda, Subal, Sri Ram, Balaram, Radha and Krishna, and Sakhi Manjis, cows and pigs and dogs and everything in Vrindavan. So Krishna has to think, I mean, we think so heavily, and we should better take our time, and before we pick a partner for one life, it is husband that's only lasting for one life, 50 years, 50, 60 years, that's it. But when Krishna chooses a devotee, he's going to choose a devotee to be in his family. It's eternal choice, it's eternal relationship. It's not just one, not 50 years, it's 50 zillion eternal unlimited years. It's never ending. So Krishna is going to give us some serious tests and serious examinations to make sure that they're going to fit in. Just like when a girl is going to choose a man, it's not only her choice, she's choosing the man, but also her family has to choose that family. How is this man going to fit in with our family, and his family going to fit in with our family, etc., etc.? So Krishna is thinking, how is this Krishna Dasi going to fit in with all the Brijavasis, with my family, my Yadavas and all my coward boys, all my Abiras, cows, and how's he going to fit in? How's she going to fit in? I had to really test them, really examine them. Do they have the right attitude? Do they have the right body? Do they have the right mentality? Do they have the right heart? Are they friendly? Are they going to make a disturbance here? Are they Brijavasis in heart? Are they Brijavasis in mind? Are they Brijavasis in sensitivity? So that's why, it's just like that. Krishna's a person, and this is a personal relationship, eternal service. Krishna, if you're in the Rag Marg and Gaudiya Vaishnava Rag Marg, you're going to be a gopi, you're going to be a mandri, the most intimate associate of Krishna. Krishna's going to beg you with a straw between his teeth. He'll fall at your feet. He'll follow you around Vrindavan. He'll fall at your feet and he'll beg you, please help me break Radharani's mind. Please make Radharani favorable to me. I beg you, Manjari. I'll do anything for you, please. So Krishna has to think twice, because if he accepts someone, that means he gives his heart, he gives his all his Brijavasi, he gives his family, he gives everything. So it's natural. It's just, that's the way it is. Because the prospect, what we're trying to attain is inconceivable eternal bliss. So it's Krishna's world, and Krishna's land, and Krishna's Sangha, and Krishna's associates. So we should expect some tests and difficulties. That's just the way it is. He doesn't make it easy. But the whole idea is, that's why we have to always hear about the prayojan. We always hear about the goal, the destination. And so we're enchanted, we're captivated, we're attracted to the goal. Oh, I'll live there in this spiritual world, this beautiful Vrindavan abode. So sweet, and these people are so kind and so loving and so caring. And I'll be with them. Whatever it takes, I'll do it. That's why Rupa Goswami says we need determination. We need determination, and we need enthusiasm, we need patience. All these are required. Utsaha, drida, and patience, whatever that is. Patience. We have to be patient, because there are millions of lifetimes in the material world. So now we want to get something great, so we have to. It's everywhere the same. It's the same with Krishna. He doesn't make it easy. That's just the way it is. We accept it. But the way we keep enthusiastic and keep determined is by always hearing about the loving associates and the exchanges of the Brijavasis, and hearing about Vrindavan, the land of Vrindavan. Read Vrindavan Mahamrita and all the books of our Goswamis. We visit Vrindavan and we pray, and we become enthused that way. A person saying, why does Krishna make it difficult? When one is willing to surrender to Krishna, why does Krishna make his devotees go through so many tests and difficulties rather than making the path easy for them? Well, bhakti destroys all prarabdha karma and all karmas altogether. But still, it's gradual. It doesn't happen all overnight, so still some prarabdha may come. So it's not Krishna's not causing the difficulties. They're caused by us. You can see someone's born a Radharaman Goswami or something. His whole life is auspicious. There's no difficulties. It's smooth sailing. He's raised, he studies Shastra, he does puja. He's raised to be a guru, he's trained and groomed to be a spiritual master. And he's a spiritual master, he has bodily beauty, he has name and fame and everything. He has money, he has Krishna, he has everything. So his life is not difficult. So why is it not difficult? Because he doesn't have any prarabdha. This is his last birth. So Krishna makes it easy for me. He passed all the tests in previous lifetimes. This verse reminds me of this difficulties we face. is this verse in 10th Canto Bhagavatam, the famous dreaded verse. Indians fear this verse. That's why they don't worship Krishna. You worship a rich man, you become poor. You worship Vaikunthanath, you worship Lakshmipati Krishna, you become poor. And you worship a yogi tyagi living in the snow. You worship Shiva, Kailashnath. You worship Shiva and you become a millionaire. How is it contradiction? So this is the verse that people are afraid of. Krishna himself speaks this verse, so it's right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. I mean, it's direct. Krishna says, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Yasyaha Managrinami Harishyeta Dhanam Shane Tatodhanam Tajan Yasya Swajana Dukha Dukitam. Yasyaham Anagrinami Harishyeta Dhanam Hari. If I especially favor someone, Krishna says, if I give him my anugraha, aham anugrahami, Hari, if I especially favor someone, I take away his wealth, I take away all his money, then his relatives and friends and family members, he becomes poverty-stricken, and then his family and friends, they abandon him. In this way, he suffers one after another. Dukkha dukitam. So Vishnu's commentary, he says, devotees of Krishna experience both happiness and distress. It's not the fruits of their karma. It's incidental effects of their loving reciprocation with the Lord. Because all the devotees are doing his service. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami explains how a Vaishnava is relieved of all karmic reactions, including those that have not yet to begun to manifest aprarabdha, those who are just about to manifest kuta, and those that are barely manifesting bija, which is seeds, and those who have manifested fully, prarabdha. And Vishnu gives an analogy to show how the karma disappears. As a lotus gradually loses its many petals, so a person who practices bhakti bhajan has all his karmic reactions destroyed. So in other words, applying this analogy to bhakti bhajan, all of our karma is not, we take initiation, the guru takes so much karma, and practicing bhakti bhajan and developing and cultivating transcendental knowledge, all these three things destroy residual karma, our prarabdha karma. And all our karmas, ultimately bhakti destroys all the karma, all the four stages of karma, the fructifying karmas and the non-fructifying, the seed-like karma and the stockpile karma, kuta, bijam, aparabdha, and prarabdha. But it doesn't happen in the snap of a finger, boom, I'm initiated, okay, I'm a pure devotee overnight, boom. I have prem. I got initiated today, tomorrow I have prem. you get initiated today, maybe 100 lifetimes from now you get prem. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. No problem. At least if I'm getting it, that's the main thing. So then, so some of the difficulty we're feeling are those says as a lotus gradually loses its many petals, so a person practicing bhajan gradually has all his karmic reactions destroyed. The karmic reactions are karma, so karma is still there, although we're practicing bhakti. It's gradually coming. So the difficulties we have and the problems sometimes or most of the time is caused by our karma, not Krishna's doing it. Vishnath goes on with his commentary. By doing bhakti bhajan, all karmas are destroyed, even though the devotee is still situated in a material body. This happens by the inconceivable mercy of Krishna, who bestows the fruits of devotion. Although the happiness and distress devotees experience resembles ordinary karmic reactions, Prabhu, they are, it's not that way. They are in fact given by the Lord Himself. The happiness and distress that we experience or difficulties are given by Krishna. Mature devotee recognizes the superficially good and bad conditions he encounters as the signs of the direct guidance of his ever-well-wishing Lord. So Vishnu asks a question, which is what this person is asking. Devotee Vaishnava, he's saying, why does Krishna make it so difficult? So then Vishnu asks the same question. But if Krishna is so compassionate to his devotees, why does he expose them to special suffering and difficulties? The answer is given by an analogy. A very affectionate father takes responsibility of restricting his children's play and making them go to school. He knows that this is a genuine expression of his love for them, even though the children cannot appreciate it. Similarly, Krishna is mercifully strict with all his dependent devotees, not only with immature devotees struggling to become qualified, even perfect saints, saintly devotees like Prahlad, Maharaj, and Dhruva were subjected to great difficulties and tribulations. But in the end, the Lord gave them profuse enjoyment of wealth and material happiness. The conclusion is that only Krishna himself, being affectionate to his devotees, Bhaktivatsal, knows his intentions and no one else. So someone may ask the question, well, you know, your devotees are also suffering difficulties, you're suffering. So what's the difference, what distinguishes the happiness and distress caused by one's own karma and that caused by Krishna? Because you say you're devotees and our happiness and distress is given by Krishna. It's not our karma. It's given by Krishna. Here's the answer Vishnu gives in 10.88.8. Material happiness and distress arising from karma, they leave a subtle residue in the seed of desire, karma bij, which causes future entanglement and future birth. Such enjoyment and suffering tend toward degradation and increase the danger of going to hell. However, the happiness and distress generated or caused by Krishna's will and not the jiva's desires leaves no trace after their immediate purpose has been served. In other words, there's no reactions. We go through with suffering, that's it. It doesn't create more suffering. We go through enjoyment, and that's it. No more enjoyment, material enjoyment. Moreover, the Vaishnava who enjoys such reciprocation with Krishna is in no danger of falling to hell. Because devotees are the objects of the Lord's affection, their suffering is never extreme. How can one consider the suffering arising from karma and that due to Krishna to be equal? So karmis are, non-devotees are also suffering and devotees are also suffering. But they're not the same, they're not equal. And he gives an analogy. One, the suffering caused by one's karma is like the pain arising from receiving a beating from an enemy. And the other, the suffering caused by Krishna, is like that caused by one's mother. One is, your mother slaps you or whatever. One is like poison, the other is like nectar. But then, it's the same question a person asked, the question we're discussing, why does Krishna give difficulty? Why does he make it hard? So Vishnu asked the same question. But is it that Krishna, who can do anything, can he accomplish his purposes without giving distress to his devotees? Why can he make it? Can he make it easier to chant Krishna, chant and be happy? You know, I'm chanting, I'm in so much anxiety and suffering, so much karmic reactions, or so much Krishna's will, or whatever. Yes, Krishna is a reservoir of unlimited pastimes. He can't accomplish his purposes without this. But when Krishna sometimes gives suffering to his beloved devotees, that suffering gives rise to great pleasure. Just as a stinging ointment put in the eye, infected eye, clears the vision, makes it good. In addition, suffering protects the confidentiality of bhakti, prevents disruption of beliefs of various categories of outsiders, and increases the eagerness which devotees call upon Krishna to appear. Also, if devotees were complacently happy all the time, chanting be happy, then Krishna would never have a reason to appear in this world as Krishna, Ramachandra, and Nrsimha, since they come to protect the devotees and destroy the demons. And then goes on. Without Krishna showing himself on earth in his original form as Krishna and other incarnations, how would devotees in this world be able to enjoy the playing in the nectar, ocean of Rasalila and Krishna's other pastimes? Anyway, goes on. So next verse, Krishna says, when one becomes frustrated, when I take away everything from someone and make it difficulty, one becomes frustrated in his attempts to make money and enjoy material energy, instead becomes friends with my devotee. When you become friends with Krishna's devotees, then I bestow my special mercy on him. Madanugram. Vishnu Tika. Krishna says, I'll give my mercy. Krishna Madanugram. This is a second mercy. So the first mercy took everything away, made you miserable, made everything difficult. Now when you take shelter of devotees and take diksha and serve them, then Krishna gets a second mercy. It's in verse number 9, 10:88-9. Second mercy, I will cause an extraordinary shower of sweet bhakti ras to rain down on my devotees. It was for this purpose, my first mercy bore the fruit of tormenting pain. No pain, no gain. In this verse, the statement, Krishna Madanugram, I give my mercy, can better be stated. Krishna is stating here, I give mercy in the form of my very self. That's a nice thing. So hang in there, be patient, be determined, be enthusiastic. Rupa Goswami encourages us. I encourage everyone also. I'm trying my best also. In this life, when I joined in the spiritual movement, and it was Gaur Purnima 1975 in Los Angeles, just happened to be, it was a Wednesday, and I moved into the ashram. And I was enthusiastic. I read Krishna book, I read Nectar of Devotion, I read Bhagavad Gita and teachings of Lord Chaitanya as a non-devotee. And then I got convinced. I said, I need a guru. I want to live with devotees. I want to practice bhakti. I want to be a sannyasi. This sankalpa came in me. I understood about the ashrams. I want to be a sannyasi, a vairagi. I want to study Shastra and teach Shastra. So this is a sankalpa, these desires came in me. So we joined. Spiritual mission, it was a Wednesday, March 1975, and it just happened to be Gaur Purnima. I didn't know, I had any idea, I didn't have any calendar, I didn't know I was a non-devotee. But I moved into ashram that day, I never left. And I tried my level best to always be enthusiastic and determined and patient. And now it's, whatever, so many years later. This is 45 years later. 25 and 20, yeah. 45 years later, I'm a little bit set back, a little reduced now, my physical energy. But I'm trying my best within my capacity to be as enthusiastic as possible, determined as possible, and patient as possible. Because I know, I'm sure, in this lifetime, I'm sure, and I know that I'll have Darshana, Radharani, and Krishna, and they'll give me their love, and they'll take me to them. This is a conviction, this is the Ashabandha, devotee must have. This lifetime, I'll make it, I'll attain perfection. By the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna, Sri Harinam Prabhu, and all the Vaishnavas, and Brajadam, and Six Goswamis. So I encourage everyone to be determined, be enthusiastic, and be patient, and go on with bhakti. Don't make any offenses to anyone. Love everyone, serve everyone, respect everything, everyone. Bhakti is about love. Learn to love yourself, love your atma, love others, distribute love. Love is great deficiency in the world. There's plenty of money flying everywhere, money, money, but there's no love. Real love and care and concern, compassion, love, help, encouragement, encourage each other, push each other forward, lift each other up, push each other forward, lift each other up, help each other struggle and go on. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe, 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 Sham, 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 Radhe, 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 Radha Rani Ki Jai Maharani Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai Maharani Ki Jai, Bolo Varsane Wali Ki Jai Jai Jai, Bolo Varsane Wali Ki Jai Jai Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai Maharani Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai Maharani Ki Jai, Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe, Radharani, Radharani, Radharani Ki Jai, Radharani, Radharani, Radharani Ki Jai, Radharani, Radharani, Radharani Ki Jai, Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe, Vishubhanu Dilari Ki Jai Jai Jai, Vishubhanu Dilari Ki Jai Jai Jai, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Gopala Radhe. Radhe, 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 Govinda, Radhe, Govinda, Radhe, Govinda, Radhe, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Shavakunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan, Shavakunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Radha Giri Govardhan. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jaya Radhe, 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 Radhe, Radhe. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai.